Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 234. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday programs, and it's another great one in our series. And as always, I think we've come across some very interesting, helpful, and insightful information for you. Our guest today on Fitness Friday is returning exercise expert Sabrina Joe. Sabrina Joe is a certified trainer with the American Council on Exercise, that's ACE, and is the Director of Science and Research Content. Sabrina Joe will share some new ACE research and exercise details. As I say, we've got some excellent Fitness Friday news about how this new research from the American Council on Exercise, ACE, that was published recently about what it takes to stay active during your day. The headline is, What Does It Take to Combat a Sedentary Lifestyle? Anyone with a sedentary job or life has heard some version of the following advice at one time or another. Just get up and move around a little. Do some stretches. Walk around the block. Just get the blood flowing. While no doubt sound advice, it does little in terms of providing any real guidance. How much movement is required to counteract the effects of prolonged sitting? Couch potatoes, listen up.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday News.
Sabrina Joe, welcome to the show. I know you've been traveling. We just so much appreciate your time. I've been traveling a little bit too, and so I've been thinking about this subject. You had shared with me some ACE research about being sedentary, and as I travel, you know, I kind of, you know, I get tired. You know, I'm on board, you know, kind of public transportation, so that's fatiguing. You know, it just is this kind of circle that I think all of us might get into sometimes, and maybe those of us who work at a desk even see it and experience it even more frequently. But maybe you could share with us a little bit about this ACE research that indicates really that, you know, the health benefits are significant if we move around every hour, you know. But tell us a little bit about the research. Summarize
yes.
it maybe.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It's great to speak with you again. And yes, you're right. I've been traveling. I just got back from San Diego about 2 days ago, so I'm still settling back in. I live here in Kansas, so it's quite a different environment from the two places. But
and a haul too. It's a long
distance.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a different time zone and all that good stuff. But the travel is always interesting. Trying to stay active on public transportation, but the ACE research that you're referring to is really interesting, and one of the reasons that we started doing this kind of research is because you'll see people that respond differently to different types of treatment, or in this case, exercise. So we would have people participate in exercise programs, and they would do well, and they would improve fitness, and maybe to lose weight would be their goal, and they would do that. But then you'd get another person who would do the same types of things and not really achieve goals and not really lose weight. And so we were trying to figure out what's the difference, and we started to understand that one of the differences was a phenomenon called being an active couch potato. So if you can imagine, what this means is a person who is physically active. So they meet the government's guidelines for physical activity, say 30 minutes a day, most days of the week, but then the rest of the time, they're not active at all. Mm. And so they were kind of counting on that 30 minutes a day of movement to be all that was necessary. And like they had covered all the bases in terms of being active. And what we're finding is being an active couch potato isn't necessarily all that great for your health, because counting, you know, using that 30 minutes of exercise to cover all the bases for the entire 24 hours of your day doesn't necessarily do the trick.
And that's that's kind of news. I mean, really, I mean, I think that's big news to people, because I think, you know, when we wrap up our exercise for the day, you know, we kind of finish up that 30 minutes, we kind of think, ah, check that, you know, I can mark that as done, and I might, you know, need to go home and have some, you know, fluids, but then I can really focus on the rest of my day, and that might be just sitting at the desk. And so in some ways, this is news. It's, I think, news that all of us have to kind of, you know, think about for a minute, but it also sounds a little bit intimidating. So relieve our concerns. Are we going to be just, you know, should we even, you know, exercise at all? I mean, really, it is, you know, we're getting ourselves into trouble here.
I know it might sound intimidating or a bit defeating, but it's not really, because what we found is that if you're mindful of your movement, such that you're moving just about every hour, and you're just doing things that you would normally do anyway, then you really can improve your health measures. And so, you know, the way I kind of set it up might sound intimidating, but it really doesn't have to be. So I'll just go ahead and talk about this one particular study that we did that I find so fascinating and probably mm-hmm. helpful mm-hmm. to the listeners. I know it was helpful for me, for my own activities mm-hmm. of living. So what we did was we took exactly 13 people who were average age of about 74. And we studied 7 men and 6 women. So there was a good mix of both the sexes. And we recruited them to participate in an 8-week program. And we wanted to make sure that they were regular exercisers already, but that they were also sedentary, typically at least about 6 hours a day. So you can imagine someone who works out, but then also maybe has to go sit at a computer mm-hmm. for their job, for example. Mm-hmm. So we also wanted to make sure that these individuals had one or more of the following health disorders. We call these cardiometabolic disorders because they have to do with your heart health. So we wanted to make sure they at least had some type of dyslipidemia or cholesterol issue.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure they had some type of fasting blood glucose issue, which just meant they were at risk for diabetes.
Okay.
And then also we wanted to make sure that they at least had elevated blood pressure, or they were kind of going towards high blood pressure, or maybe they already had high blood pressure. So the subjects had either one or a combination of these three disorders. And so that was important to us because we wanted to see if this intervention would actually help with health. And these are important health markers. What we found was that we put these 13 people in different interventions, and we wanted to make sure that they maintained their regular exercise habits, but we wanted to introduce at least every hour when they were sedentary, we wanted to introduce at least one 5-minute segment where they stood up and they did some type of activity. And the activity could be as simple as standing up and folding laundry, for example, something very low activity, but it just required you to stand up to do it. So that's an example of a very light or low activity. Another type of activity that we asked them to introduce into their sedentary hour was 5 minutes of something a little more strenuous, like going for a walk. For example, like walking your dog for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this range of very light activity, which involved just standing. And then there was a range of slightly more intense activity, which was an example of like walking your dog. So what we found was that when the subjects introduced at least 5 minutes of some type of light activity every hour that they would normally be sedentary, they actually saw significant health improvements. So the key takeaways were that they raised their good cholesterol between 18 and 21%. They decreased their triglycerides, which is a measurement of your circulating blood fats. Those decreased by between 24 and 23%. And their blood glucose concentration decreased as well by about 6 to 7%. And those are all very important health measures. The 8 weeks of the study, it's kind of a short duration for a study. So we probably would have seen even larger health benefits and even in more areas like with blood pressure and such. But the key takeaways were really around the cholesterol and blood glucose. And the different interventions, the study was quite large. There's lots of information, but the key takeaway is that at the very minimum, if you were to stand up and move around for 5 minutes for every hour that you're sedentary, you have the potential to really see these health benefits, especially if you're a person who might be headed towards some of those risk factors for heart disease, like high blood pressure or, you know, altered glucose control.
Yeah, I think this is really fascinating, Sabrina. So is it the movement, or is it the standing? And so what I mean by that is I sit a lot during the day. I also love to exercise, so I get that done, and then I go and do, you know, work-related things. But I also have a set of, you know, 5-pound dumbbells near my desk. I do those periodically. I probably don't do them every hour, but is that lifting with my arms as valuable to me as standing with my legs, or is it the standing and the use of some of those big muscle groups that's more important in some of this?
So the standing itself proved to be the most important thing. So
okay.
Sitting requires fewer muscle groups to be active. And so really when you're standing, especially if you were seated or lying, that's really going to activate more of your whole body musculature. So mm-hmm. the standing was important, but it didn't have to be strenuous at all. So the activities that they did on the light end were standing and folding laundry, standing to washing dishes. Mm-hmm. Even standing at the desk to do computer work. So if you have the okay. option of creating some type of like standing workstation.
Mm-hmm. The treadmill desk.
Yes, if you've got and that's mm-hmm. even more movement because you're actually walking, you're doing more than just standing. So the next level of activity that they did were things like walking on an average pace of about 3 miles per hour. So that's not fast walking, but it's not super slow either. It's kind of in the middle. Carrying a small child or playing with a child would be considered kind of that next level activity. Stretching or yoga, as long as you were standing. Sweeping or vacuuming the floor, taking out the trash, or even standing up to paint. So those were considered kind of the more intense activities in the study, and they still made a big difference. Hmm.
Really interesting. So this is good news. I read a term in the research that you shared with me, and we'll put up links to where our listeners can find that specific ACE research, but there was a term that caught my eye, the washout period, and I wonder if you could describe that.
Yeah, so the washout period was an interesting and important part of the study, because what the washout was although the study was 8 weeks long, every other week the participants returned to their previous level of being sedentary. And what that showed us was that during those washout weeks, or during the weeks when the participants, they still did their regular exercise, but they still were sedentary for at least 6 hours out of the day without those interrupted bouts of standing up and doing something. The times that they were sedentary for that week, it actually caused those health measures to decline again, to go back towards kind of the unhealthy side of things.
Really interesting stuff. So the idea is to, my mom used to tell me, busy hands are happy hands. Maybe it's more, you know, busy hands are healthy hands, busy bodies are even healthier, but, you know, do your chores.
Yeah. I like that saying that moms always have the best wisdom and advice.
Yeah.
But chores are definitely part of the equation. However, in the fitness business, we hate to think of activity as being a chore. So
mm-hmm. True. Yeah, good point.
So being able to stand up and garden or paint or walk the dog, you know, things that you might find enjoyable also definitely count as activity. But, you know, of course, chores are activity as well.
Really great stuff. Sabrina Joe, Ace Fitness. We're going to put links up to where everybody can find you. We always do that. But we'll put this information up on the website about the research and the study. And the idea really is that, you know, some of these behaviors, regardless of how small, they can make a huge difference in the long run. So we should take this all into account.
Well said, Paul. And it's it's important to understand that exercising, going with the published guidelines are great, but it's not just that 30 minutes of exercise where you derive health benefits. It's actually being active throughout your day. So it doesn't have to be a chore. It doesn't have to be difficult doing things that you don't enjoy doing, but it is important to to not rely on just that 30 minutes of movement to protect you and give you all the health benefits of being regularly active. It's being active throughout your day.
Good. Well, as always, I like to give you the last word. That was an excellent summary, but any other final note, any other bottom line for us?
My bottom line is always do things you love.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find the things that spark joy throughout your day, I think it's worth making an effort to do those things.
Well said. Sabrina Joe, it's just always so nice to talk to you. You have such a great passion for this and wonderful advice. We really appreciate your time. We're going to talk to you again soon, but thank you so much. Welcome home, first of all. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
My thanks to our guest today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.